Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline, our 27th year bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech, including such things as products and services, gadgets and gizmos, websites and apps, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. We appreciate when you participate on the program. Easy ways to do that, because you make the show. Your questions, your comments, your tech rage, your help for other listeners, whatever the case, we definitely want to hear from you and need to hear from you for the show. So you can either call us anytime 24/7 at 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Or you can use the Message to Studio button on the free Into Tomorrow app. Or you can visit our website and click on the Ask Dave microphone. And you can do that on any device with a browser and a mic. And we hope you join us there at intotomorrow.com. According to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, more than $9 million worth of IP-infringing products are seized daily. The National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office have partnered to educate a younger generation on how to be dupe detectives. And as a former Miami-Dade police officer for many years, as our regular audience knows, this is near and dear to my heart, especially with our next guest. You've got to come see the video at intotomorrow.com. We're joined by the executive director of the National Crime Prevention Council, Paul DePonte. Paul, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and it's great to be on.
Well, thank you. Glad to have you. And you're joined by McGruff, the crime dog. Hey, McGruff, how are you?
Oh, good. Hello there, and it's sure great to be with you all today.
Well, thank you for joining us as well. So let's talk a little bit real quick for those who may not be familiar with IP infringing. What does that mean? And then let's get into what you guys are announcing today.
Well, IP is intellectual property. That's everything a company produces, essentially. Artists, recording artists, you all create intellectual property. And there are people out there who steal that. They make fake products based on somebody else's hard work. Those fake products are cheap, they're knockoff, they're inferior, and often, more often than not, they're downright dangerous. And they're putting people's lives at risk. In the last couple years, we have heard about fake pills being sold to kids on social media sites that are laced with fentanyl that's killing them at an alarming rate.
Yes.
There are fake electronic products that will blow up in your face or catch your house on fire. Cosmetics that will make your skin break out into all kinds of rashes. All kinds of fake products that are putting money directly in criminals' pockets. And they only care about making a quick buck. They don't care about our health or our safety.
And apparently this is, in fact, a major problem. Counterfeiting has been a problem for many years, but I think a lot of folks in the audience might think, yeah, we hear about it all the time, but does it really affect me? Yes, it does.
Absolutely. And the size of it globally is approaching a $1 trillion problem.
Wow.
That's bigger than the economy of some whole countries. And Into Tomorrow, it's only going to grow worse. The money the criminals are making off the sale of those fake handbags and other things, they're fueling and it's being put into something that's just going to keep growing. It's going to keep growing at an exponential rate unless we do something about it. It will turn into the crime of the 21st century. It is a big problem, and that's why we needed to call in the big dog, McGruff the crime dog, to introduce him to a new generation to take a bite out of this growing crime.
And you are doing just that, McGruff, and we appreciate it. You are taking a bite out of fake products, and it's become such a difficult scenario.
That's right, and with this new Go For Real campaign that you presently have got me involved with, and I'm so honored not only to be here, but to help with this campaign to get it to roll. You know, my nephew Scruff has been with me since the early 90s, and together we've been visiting young people, teenagers, adults, and senior citizens to instruct crime prevention tips to help them to be safe from crime. And all you got to do is give crime a chance, and it's going to roll. But with this Go For Real campaign, you're going to see McGruff for the first time in 3D, and I have a new look, a new image. But the McGruff that first starts on the PSA is not the real McGruff. He's a fake, and he's a counterfeit. Oh. And my nephew Scruff catches on real quickly and says, "You're not my uncle." And the fake McGruff kind of casts him aside, and that's when yours truly steps in and takes over. But what we're trying to realize is that crime prevention is everyone's business, but go for real and not buy fake items, counterfeit items, because it not only costs people a lot of money, you think you're saving it, but in the long run, it's hurting you.
Oh, very true. And in many ways, we talk about it on our show for 27 years about, since we cover electronics, technology, that just because it's a whole lot less than you've seen otherwise advertised certainly doesn't mean it's real, number one. And it doesn't mean it's good, because you're going to end up with problems down the road, very likely. And then what do you do? Good luck trying to go to the manufacturer because it's not real.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things consumers can look out for when they buy. If you're on a website and there's no return address, if there's no return policy, it's not a real company. Don't buy it. Close down that website.
Oh, very good point. Exactly. And now that McGruff, now that you're back, you've also got to address things like e-commerce, something else we talk about. I'm sure there's a strategy for you guys to take a bite out of that crime as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. You know, these criminals are sophisticated. They're online. They're on the social media sites. They've got people who will make contact with a teenager on Snapchat or some other platform, and then they'll say, "Okay, meet me after school behind some building." And so it's a very organized system. So we're going to make sure that McGruff's not just going to be on TV and radio where we're used to seeing him for years. He's going to be on social media. He's going to be on TikTok, on Snapchat, on all the sites where criminals hang out. Because if that's where the criminals are, that's where the crime dog needs to be.
There we go.
Oh, absolutely, very true. And the fact that you're helping to approach a new generation of young people is not only very important, but this Go For Real campaign should make a huge impact, especially on young people, to pay a little more attention to what's going on.
Absolutely. And the call for this came from parents who grew up with McGruff, who realize, hey, our kids are online all the time. We don't know what they're doing. We don't feel they're safe. We need McGruff to keep them safe. And so that was a big part of the impetus behind it. And the fact of the matter is, people form their lifetime buying habits in their younger years, when you are a tween, when you are a teenager. So what we're doing is we're teaching them the skills they need now that will last a lifetime.
Paul, what brought the National Crime Prevention Council to this new idea and to really take off with this campaign that we're thrilled to be able to help with?
Well, you know, we work with some very, very smart people at the United States Patent and Trademark Office. They've been focused on this problem for years and have been having a hard time getting people to pay attention to it because everybody kept saying, oh, it's a victimless crime. There's no harm for it. So we came into it with the approach that, you know, we have to wake people up. We've got to tell them, we've got to point out what the harms are, and we've got to teach them how they can do better. Because what we find is if you give criminals a chance, they'll take it. So our job is to not give them a chance. Right, McGruff?
That's absolutely right.
and take that bite out of crime while we have the opportunity. I love on your website you talk about you're smart, so buy smart. Don't fall for fake products. Buy the brand and keep it real.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll do the closing if you want. We'll take a bite out of crime if you're interested.
Oh, by all means, for sure.
You know, working together for these 42 years, we've really tried to make a difference for people and make our communities a safer place to live. But as with my friend Paul here, what we're going to do is working together, we can take a bite out of crime. Rough.
And you're doing just that. Now, just really quick, tell us how our listeners and viewers and families can help take that bite out of crime. Where should they go for more information and get involved?
Well, information is a way of arming yourself. You can go to ncpc.org/goforreal and become a dupe detector yourself and not be faked.
Gotta love it. Again, that's ncpc.org for the National Crime Prevention Council. ncpc.org/goforreal. And of course, we'll have that link for you at intotomorrow.com. Paul DePonte, the Executive Director of National Crime Prevention Council, and McGruff, the crime dog, thank you all very much for joining us. And hopefully, we continue to take that bite out of crime all the way into tomorrow.
Here we go.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.